The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
A not-so-live look at the new no-taunting implementation in the NFL. You guys ready? Oh, flex!
Come on.
What is that?
Come on.
Also, let's bring in the panel here. A not-so-live look at the new Mario Kart track at the Brickyard. Pablo, I call this the Pablo Kart. That's what I call it.
Well, you know.
You got your license at 25. I mean, I think that's...
I have pulled a move like that once before. I usually save the mushroom for that part of the game.
Whoa. We do not condone
the power-up.
The Monday after week one of the regular season is Overreaction Monday, so that makes the Monday after preseason week one Hyper Overreaction Monday. Electric Boogaloo. Preseason debuts of Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. We're going to start with Fields because only Fields told us the NFL game was actually kind of slow to him. Roll tape.
It was actually kind of slow to me, to be honest. I was expecting it to be a little bit faster, but, you know, practicing, you know, game speed, going at it with my teammates every day. And, of course, you know, we have a great defense.
Jay and Dante around the horn to you. It's at Chicago right behind you. Do you believe Fields that it was slow? Is it okay for him to say that? And what do you think the Bears have in him after one look?
I'm sure it looked that way. Trust me, it gets faster when you're not going against backups in regular seasons. So he'll adjust to that. The best development is that all the Chicago folks I see walking around town with their Justin Fields jersey or their Soldier Fields t-shirts don't have to take them back and try and ask for a refund because he looks good. He was encouraging. However, that doesn't necessarily mean he showed enough to start over Andy Dalton in week one. I don't think that's mandatory based on what we saw in this. I'd say the most encouraging development for fans of Fields or any of these young quarterbacks who made their debuts on Saturday is looking at how Tua Tagovailoa played for the Dolphins, showing the improvement from year one to year two and how much better these guys will all look once they get some improvement.
Adonde, bring it down.
Tua looked really sharp.
Bears-Dolphins film and reading a lot into preseason game one. I'll go to Israel Gutierrez here on hearing Fields say, this NFL is kind of slow.
When J.A. opened the Tua door, I was going to run right through it, but you brought me back to Justin Fields. That's fine. It seems like he sort of went through the rookie growing curve or in one game because he went through those first three drives and looked pretty bad, didn't move the ball. And his third drive, not the first or second, the third drive had a near interception and a fumble out of bounds, and it seemed like, ooh, this isn't going to be very good. And then all of a sudden, from the fourth drive on, looked fantastic. And also important, when he had 4 seconds or more of time, he was perfect, didn't miss a single throw. And that's something that you want to see out of your rookie quarterback. When he does have time, what's he going to do with it, right? Not just sort of force it somewhere where it doesn't belong. So I think if you're a Chicago Bears fan and you're thinking, okay, our defense is still going to be better than our offense. What we need from our offense is a quarterback who can make some plays. And we saw Justin Fields make plays with his feet as well. So it would appear that if he is this poised, this composed through the rest of the preseason, it would seem to me that he would be, should be starting ahead of Andy Dalton in week one, because again, that's what this team would need. A playmaker at quarterback who's not going to make as many mistakes. If he can avoid the mistakes, he should be the guy.
Pablo, when you hear him say the NFL wasn't as fast as he thought in preseason game one, you hear composure, poise, do you hear confidence? What do you hear?
I hear someone who has already learned a very regular season lesson, Tony, because Izzy mentioned the learning curve. The most regular season aspect of the entire proceedings was him saying a quote from a place of honesty and then getting jumped all over for it because he said something a little
too honest. Well, you think he's being honest?
Maybe. I do. I think he credited the defense, saying that in practice he's playing a really good defense in his mind, and so he was prepared for everything that he faced. And so what he's going to learn next is, okay, maybe don't be so honest, because we happen to be doing this topic as every other show is doing this topic. And the reality is he is the prince who was promised for Chicago Bears fans, and now he's just a little less interesting going forward because he's learned a lesson about the press.
Oh, this is not about you, although you want to make it about you, Pablo Torre. Ramona Shelburne, what did you see and what did you hear from Justin Fields?
Well, the reason it felt slow to him out there is that he had a lot of time to throw. Pro Football Focus does this calculation. Mm-hmm. Of the five rookie quarterbacks who made their preseason debuts, he had the longest average time to throw.
Thank you, Ramona.
3.8 seconds.
Yeah, okay. That's information. Thank you.
And you know what I liked about him, though, is he started off, as he mentioned, he started off kind of slow, and those first three drives weren't great. But he had the poise to reset and bring himself back. And I think as a rookie in that situation with everybody in Chicago looking on and everybody evaluating every move he made, it didn't snowball on him. He turned it around.
Mm-hmm. Dalton over, Fields for Adande. Still at this moment, you would rather build your team around the veteran. Shelburne, you'd rather build, I'm sorry, the start of your season around the veteran, Pablo Torre?
Yeah. I need to see the offensive line of the Bears be able to protect their quarterback before I throw Justin Fields out there, although I think he's ready on a talent basis.
And Israel. Absolutely.
No, I think if he has two more games like this, I think you start him in week one because I don't really need to see the offensive line play that well because if you're not playing well, what do you need? Escapability. He has it and he doesn't.
We'll move on. Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan was quick to point out some of the mistakes he made and throws he missed after the game. But what one pass does to announce the arrival of your rookie quarterback, the 80-yarder, which is something the offense was missing. I guess I say that. Every offense is missing an 80-yarder. But to have this, Ramona, what it might mean for Lance versus Garoppolo in San Francisco.
Well, I think he has one of the highest ceilings here, but we definitely do not need to rush Trey Lance. He looked like a guy who hadn't played a lot of football in the last couple of years because he hasn't played a lot of football in the last couple of years, but he was poised there. There was a play early in the game where he drops back. He's on the one-yard line, and normally that's a play you hand off or you throw a quick safe pass. They had him throwing a 30-yard pass, and he completed a 34-yard pass out of his end zone. That's a lot of poise for a rookie quarterback. So I know that the touchdown got a lot of praise, but I thought he looked great. He just looked like a guy who hasn't played in a while, which is why you keep Jimmy G on the team.
Yeah. Look, a lot of Niners fans are really excited because they, Tony, as you alluded to, they have not seen an 80-yard completion in the last 3 years in the regular season. The bad news for Niners fans is that you still haven't. It's a preseason game. Like, slow down. The reality is he has an enormous arm. Trey Lance is a dual-threat quarterback. He was also sacked 4 times. He completed less than 40% of his passes. And yes, all of this is the preseason. He has the tools. But in terms of what I'm taking away from this, I'm taking away the fact that, okay, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going anywhere anytime soon because he's just that raw still.
Israel Gutierrez.
If somebody were to just explain the throw to you, hey, rolling to the left, throwing to his right, 80 yards, touchdown for this rookie on his second play, you'd say, wow, start that dude. It's amazing. But, I mean, the receiver was wide open. The throw was not great. And frankly, what I would rather see from a guy like this, who we already knew had the big arm and all the tools, is to throw in tight windows, is to do those sort of veteran things that we expect these guys to grow into. That's what I would want to see right off the bat. We kind of already knew this from Trey. The benefit of being the San Francisco 49ers here is you do have somewhat capable quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo that you can lean on. But if these small signs start turning into consistent play, then I think it's a no-brainer that Trey Lance should get some starts this year. But right now, Jimmy Garoppolo, of all these guys, these rookies, seems to be the most stable starter in front.
I'm looking for the filters I have. You know I have fire. You know I have the algorithm and the cheese. I don't have rain on the parade. I don't have ants at the picnic. Listen to you guys. Very hypercritical, Jay Adande. You got the pass, that 80-yard pass. Is that enough to make you think something?
You can find the good and the bad, and guess what? He can even get better. That pass was a little wobbly.
Listen to you people.
I'm sure he can throw a better long pass. But as Ramona said, he's showing the tools, and so maybe it'll allow Shanahan to open up the offense more than he has under Garoppolo. We've seen him get very conservative with Jimmy G at quarterback. So maybe going down the road when Lance is in there, you have a little more diversity in your offense, and you can think big. You can go down the field. I think the best part of this play, though, was the call on the 49ers broadcast. Trey Area! That was a great shout-out to Bay Area legend E-40.
All right. Still looking, man. I mean, no wet blanket on this filter. I got to get to work on that. One more story here. Another rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson. Robert Saleh, very high on the praise for Wilson, used the words comfortable, good, great, potential through the roof in his post game. Rookie coach talking about a rookie quarterback. Pablo, first impression for the newest Jet.
Yeah, look, Jets fans should feel good about this, not least because pessimists just experienced the bad things twice. Like, be optimistic. It's the preseason. There's nothing to be gained from being too bearish on this kid. The reason, though, why we are only working with such a small, limited sample with him in specific is because they set up the run game so much, Tony, to make life easier for Zach Wilson. So we're not really seeing the things that he does well just yet. He was controlled, which is good. He had a strong arm, which is good. But the stuff that he does, throw off platform, that throw in his pro day at BYU, we haven't seen that yet. So a lot of room to grow. But, you know, just be glad that nothing terrible happened, because that's a win for Jets fans.
Ezra Gutierrez.
Of all the guys we've talked about so far, this had the potential, Zach Wilson's outing, the potential to be the most disastrous for a couple of reasons. One, because the Jets are all in on Zach Wilson. Like, go look up the backups in New York, okay? They're all in on Zach Wilson. And then number two, in these practices, he's been, you know, his coach Robert Saleh has been talking about the interceptions and everything, and he hasn't been great. And then if he was coming out again in this preseason game and throwing interceptions, you'd be like, wow, this is kind of a trend here. But he looked good. He looked solid. He was throwing on the run well. He threw it within the pocket well, threw a couple of tight window passes. That is, to me, quite impressive. Probably exactly what I want to see, especially when you talk about the type of practices he's been having.
J.A. Donde.
I'd say Zach Wilson, we should treat him the opposite of Justin Fields and pay more attention to what he says than what we're seeing, because I thought he had a great perspective earlier in the week when he said, look, it's the preseason, it's practice, so he's using this to experiment and see what he can and can't do at this level. So if he makes some mistakes, if he makes some ill-advised throws right now, it's all part of the learning process. So no reason to panic whenever you see anything bad out of him, out of this stage, or I'd even say out of this season. He's learning how to play in the
Okay, so when Trey Lance throws a wobbly ball, you go on international television, J.A., and tell everybody about it. But when Zach Wilson doesn't do it, Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Well, look, this is the other side of the Justin Fields coin. Zach Wilson had the quickest time to throw, according to Pro Football Focus. He had 2.4 seconds average time to throw every time, and he did all of that under duress. I thought that was a really good debut. It almost made me feel like, were the Jets sandbagging? Were they just putting out some of that stuff that he wasn't all that impressive in practice?
No, the Jets were jetsing. That's what the Jets do. This is the business they've chosen. Adon, the last word after the horn.
I just wondering, Ramona, are you taking a stopwatch to all of our segments today?
It's an incredible amount of statistics and research going into preseason game one. Last word, Gutierrez.
Yeah, no, with Zach Wilson, one of the things that, you don't talk about him, his mobility and his speed, but his ability to throw on the run and throw accurately, that's got, like, Aaron Rodgers type of potential, and that's why they're so excited about him. So you see some of that
It was said. We're noted. Last thing. How come none of you guys brought up Trevor Lawrence again? Amazing. Under the radar scenario here for the number one pick.
Because the offensive line is going to make it treacherous for him.
You know what's treacherous right now? That you never talk about the number one pick. Everybody's getting it. Let's go. We'll be back. Byron's still the other side.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Your first look at Jordan Love in a game since Senior Bowl 2020. Scoring drive nearly right out of the gate. Some good throws. This sack and fumble here in the second quarter, he felt a strain in his shoulder after. Packers didn't play him in the second half like they had planned. He took an MRI, which was clear, but he could miss some time this week in practice. This after he didn't suit up all of last season and there was no preseason last year. Ramona, is this a setback year for Love, or do you think the Packers saw enough of something during the game?
Oh, I think it's a setback. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's going to practice all week, and they have the Jets coming in, and they're supposed to you kind of play against them, and it's almost a preseason game in these practices. So he needs to play. He needs reps. He needs to get out there. And I think the entire story for the Packers this year is this is Aaron's last year there. It feels like it's Aaron's last year. We need to see what the future is, and this was the time for him to show that he can be the future, and he's not going to get that chance now.
Yeah, Donde?
I think they're already down the road. They've committed to Love one way or the other. So, extra preseason game or two this year isn't going to make a difference in the long run. Best case scenario, he's to Aaron Rodgers as Aaron Rodgers was to Brett Favre. And I don't recall what Aaron Rodgers did in the preseason back then when he was backing up Brett Favre. I don't think it's going to make that much
difference. Israel Gutierrez?
Well, it could have been worse. They're saying that they're not even ruling him out of the next preseason game, and it didn't look as bad as it could, or isn't as bad as it could have been. So that's the good news. And I think, Tony, you mentioned it from the start. The Senior Bowl 2020, that's 567 days since he last played football. And so we saw him play. It would be nice if we see him a little bit more, just in case he does have to fill in for Aaron at any point during the season.
Didn't even suit up as the emergency quarterback last season. Pablo Torre joining.
Look, I agree with J.A. that the Packers have made their bed here and they're just going to lie in it. They've picked Jordan Love to be the quarterback next season. But you know who hasn't, who is really swayed by preseason games, are NFL fans, like the fans of this team. Tony, to me, this is a huge issue because if you're the Packers ownership, which happens to be fans, you need to sell this to your peers. Look at how good our guy is. Don't get mad at us when Aaron Rodgers sails off into the sunset.
Good catch there, Pablo. You almost walked yourself into a riddle wrapped inside of an enigma in a suede camel jacket. We'll move on. The no-hitter in your first career major league start. This is just incredible. Tyler Gilbert, straight to the record books. It's happened one other time in the last 120 years, and he did it. A no-hitter in his first career start. What a weekend for the Padres, because Tatis came back, hit a couple to the moon in his return, and played right field. But about the no-hitter in the first career start, Jay, does that make it more impressive or less impressive?
You would think it would happen more frequently because these hitters don't have a book, right? They haven't faced him, and you always get better against a pitcher the more you see him, right? And I'm a little less impressed in the fact that it came in a season which no-hitters have been as common as they have been in the history of Major League Baseball.
Sure. A little bit wobbly on a couple of the throws. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
It's a little bit less impressive when, you know, the batting average for the league is .242. It's the lowest it's been since the 60s, late 60s. But this one in particular had a couple little quirks that were interesting. One is the eighth, which ties the record for the most in a season. The other one, Joe Musgrove, who threw the first no-hitter this year, started on the other side, so that was kind of cool. And, of course, the first time doing it. And you start bringing up names like Bobo Holloman and stuff. He's the last guy to do it on his first start. Holloman was, but, hey, you get to say
such
it.
Such a great name. Now. And one of the other names was Bumpus Jones in 1890. Go ahead, Pablo Torre.
Yeah, look, I want to just agree with everything J.A. and Izzy have said because I agree that the pitching landscape in Major League Baseball is so tilted towards pitchers that this isn't that impressive. Yeah, I just don't want to be the one guy on this panel who is saying something after a first career start no-hitter so that this guy is maybe looking at a screen in the clubhouse and sees no one saying
anything. Well, you are that guy, Pablo. You just said. I know you don't want to be the guy, but you don't think it's as impressive as the acclaim suggests it should be. You don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tyler.
You didn't win your first show of Around the Horn, Pablo. Ramona Shelburne, first career Major League start, no hitter. That's not impressive?
It's absolutely impressive because he was on a pitch count. He was only supposed to throw 85 pitches in this, and Torre Lavella looked over at his bullpen coach, Mike Fetters, and Fetters goes, if he's got a no hitter going, you better not think about that. This is his first career start, and Torre said, okay, I'm going to let him go 105 pitches. You know how many pitches he ended up throwing? 102. He was going right up to the pitch count. He got it done.
Oh, he's not the number one pick in the draft. You know, he's a guy who's bounced around, roll pop, and everything. And that makes it more impressive, too, that this could happen. Oh, man.
I think it's the Diamondbacks also.
Bumpus Jones, meet Bumpus Adonde and Bumpus Torrey for the show, Bumpus.
Bunch of wobbly passes.
Delver Gutierrez showdown, 2 minutes.
See you later, and yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
One great saying goodbye today. Carly Lloyd retiring from soccer. She'll have a four-match goodbye with the national team at 39. Remarkably, it's her farewell. And another, out indefinitely, Roger Federer, third knee surgery, definitely out of the U.S. Open at 40. It's not as farewell, but it's not faring well. What do you think Roger Federer is weighing right now in his mind, Ramona?
I think he wants to come back, but in his mind, he said, what am I coming back for? And I, you know, to me, having watched Roger the last couple of years, I think the losses have sort of humanized him more than the wins ever could. But is that enough for him? Does he really have a chance to win? Last time he won was 2018 at the Aussie Open.
I would say he should be thinking about one more Wimbledon, the same way Phil Mickelson won the PGA at 50 and Tiger Woods won that Masters a couple of years ago. He can put together one more tournament and his special surface there in grass. That's the way he should be thinking about it. Not sure exactly how he is.
Mm-hmm. Showdown 2. None of you have ever played offensive line in the NFL or college. I'm assuming Pop Warner. Not that you need to, I'm just saying the intricacies of professional blocking may elude you. So what do you see here in the blocking of one tight end, Tim Tebow, Israel?
I can't even call him a tight end. He's never blocked before in his career. Why should we expect him to do it well now? Look, I see a guy who's not going to gain the respect of his teammates, and that's going to be a problem if the only reason you're on the team is to be Urban Meyer's guy in the locker room. Not really going to work out.
Look, when I play slow-pitch softball, I used to dive and try to catch all the balls out there, but then I said, I don't really want to tear up my knee. I don't really want to hurt myself. That's what it looked like to me. he got in the way. He got in the way, but I wouldn't call that a block.
Israel, are you saying you think Urban Meyer may lose the locker room or
regret this decision?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm saying that, yes.
Hot take. It's been said. FaceTime, Israel Gutierrez.
Thank you, Tony. John Stockton, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Udonis Haslem. Those are the only five players in NBA history who played 19 years or more with one team. This after Udonis signed a contract to go for the 19th season with the Miami Heat this weekend. And for those who think he doesn't really have a place on an NBA roster, they just don't understand his relationship with this organization, with the team. He's the closest thing to a player coach there is in the league. And if you don't think he's entertaining, you forgot those 2 minutes and 40 seconds of basketball last season when he scored 4 points, 2 rebounds, drew a charge, and got ejected for getting in the face of his longtime rival, Dwight Howard. 19 seasons, Udonis. Here's to 19 more. Why not?
Checks.